Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
It's time for a new start.
Smile for the camera.
I am the man with big feet.
Made my horses sick, nearly ruined my apples.
This was never part of the deal.
Man's a living weasel.
Now you see, it's the warmth of our relationship that I appreciate so much.
Remember, let me do all the talking.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Good morning, Mr. Riley.
Glossman!
Live and in person. Did we wake you up?
No, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing here, Glossman?
Now, you see, it's the warmth of our relationship that I appreciate so much. Aren't you going to invite us in?
That depends. Are these your bodyguards?
Oh, sorry, I should introduce you. This is Agent Furter.
As in Frank?
As in Bert.
Agent Bert Furter?
This is Frank, Agent Frank Ernest.
Hiya.
I guess I'm supposed to be on pins and needles wondering who exactly they're agents with.
Well, they're with the Environmental Detection Agency.
Environmental issues are part of your job at the state capitol now?
Oh, I have a lot of jobs with the capitol, Mr. Riley. They're with me to do some follow-up testing at your farm.
Follow-up testing? Follow-up to what?
The Edgebiter chemical spill. Into the creek behind your barn? I'm sure you remember it.
Of course I remember it. Made my horses sick, nearly ruined my apples, but that was a long time ago and the Edgebiter company moved their storage site.
Nonetheless, there are people who are concerned that your creek may still be contaminated, thus affecting your apples, thus affecting the health of our citizens.
As if you ever cared about our citizens. Look, Glossman, there is nothing wrong with my apples. And if this is another one of your schemes...
I'm just doing my job, Mr. Riley. But you should know that this is serious. Very serious.
Well, I'm sure you think so.
I have a court order.
A court order?
Oh, yeah. See, it comes down to this. If we find any residual chemicals on your land, in the creek, or in the apples, it's within my power to close your farm down until further notice. And you know I'll do it.
I don't like it one bit.
It can't be so bad.
They are crawling all over my land with gizmos and gadgets. Bill!
Let them crawl, Tom. If there are no after effects from the Edgebiter chemical spill, you have nothing to worry about.
You know I have nothing to worry about, and I know I have nothing to worry about. But Glossman is up to something. Come on, Bill, you're the mayor. Do something.
Like what?
You have friends at the Capitol. Call them. Scratch some backs, rub some elbows, find out what is going on, then get Glossman and his goons off my farm.
They have a court order, Tom. I can't fight a court order. Just relax.
But he threatened to close me down. And you know he will with any ridiculous excuse. He is up to something, and he won't let a little thing like ruining my life stop him.
Okay, Tom. I'll check into it.
Are you just saying that to get rid of me, or are you really gonna do something?
I'm going to pick up the phone and make a call about this just as soon as you leave, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you at the city council meeting tomorrow night. Maybe I'll know something by then.
Thanks, Bill. I'll see you later.
Bye, Tom. Hello? It's Bill. You know perfectly well which Bill.
I want to know what you're trying to pull with Tom Riley. I don't like it. This was never part of the deal. I don't care. I never agreed to this. You hear me? I won't have any part of it. Fine. If that's what I'll have to do, then I'll do it. But you can count me out.
Chocolate, Eugene.
Then I shall retrieve some from the freezer post-haste.
And strawberry, too.
Jack says strawberry, too. Boy, I didn't expect it to be so busy today.
Okay, smile for the camera.
Not now, Sam. My hair's a mess.
Smile anyways. Camera's rolling.
Sam, go away.
Where'd you get the video camera, Sam?
Well, it's my dad's. He finally said I'm old enough to use it, as long as I don't break it.
Yeah, but why are you wandering around with a video camera?
I think I want to make movies when I grow up, and this is good practice.
Well, would you make them somewhere else? Because I am having a bad hair day.
Did you say strawberry as well?
Yeah.
Wait, Eugene.
It is with delight and exuberance that I would like to proffer my greetings, salutations, and warmest regards to our viewing audience.
That was a wave.
Well, Tom, you can't just lie down and let them walk all over you. I mean, it's downright un-American.
Now, Bernard.
Un-American? Has something happened we should know about?
Yeah, well, Glossman and a couple of environmental guys are inspecting Tom's farm for chemical contamination or some lame excuse.
Glossman?
Glossman? Chemical contamination at your farm?
It's a long story, Jack.
See, Glossman used to be on the city council here and...
He fought to keep Wits End from opening.
And he tried to turn Mr. Riley's farm into a freeway.
And the contamination happened a while back when a pesticide company accidentally leaked chemicals in the creek running through my land. But everything was cleaned up and my farm is okay.
Well, Glossman's just using this as an excuse. I mean, he's up to something.
I know that, Bernard. But at this point, I can't figure out what to do. They have a court order.
Well, and get a court order of your own.
It's not that easy. The mayor said he'd check into it.
Yeah. When Bill Jenkins says he'll check into something, that means he'll run in the opposite direction.
Bernard.
There must be something we can do.
We? I'm not dragging you folks into my problem.
If Glossman's back in town, sooner or later he'll be everybody's problem. The man's a living weasel.
Wait a minute, did you hear that?
What, Connie?
Something about the mayor on the radio.
The announcement came just a few moments ago when Mayor Jenkins called a press conference at City Hall.
It is with mixed feelings that I must announce my decision to retire as mayor of Odyssey, effective within the month.
What?
He's been on what?
I've thought this over long and hard, and have concluded that I need more time with my family, particularly my grandchildren.
Wow.
I believe a month should be ample time for potential candidates to come forward, and certainly fulfills the city charter's mandate for an election. A more detailed statement will come from my office later. Thank you.
That's as much as we know for now, Mike. Back to you.
That was Kurt Morris live at City Hall, repeating our top story.
How weird.
Well, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I saw him this morning, and he didn't act like a man who was thinking about retiring.
Strange indeed.
Yeah, well, you see, these kinds of things only happen when Glossman sticks his nose in Odyssey's business. Now, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, Bernard. What do you recommend?
Well, what do you think I recommend? Look, is there anyone in this room with, let's say, a number of years' experience on the city council? Anyone here with political savvy and personal credibility with the folks around town? Anyone. Just raise your hand.
What are you getting at, Bernard?
Oh, you should run for mayor, Tom.
Of course.
No.
Great idea. This is cool. I can videotape the start of an election.
No.
Maybe I'll make a documentary.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I can't run for mayor.
Why not?
I barely have time to keep my life going the way it is. How can I run for mayor?
Yeah, well, if Glossman gets his way and closes down your farm, you'll have plenty of time.
Right.
As mayor, you could do something about it.
And one might also note that you can't be a city councilman and mayor at the same time, so you'll be freed from that earlier responsibility.
Yeah, why not?
But, help me, Jack. You're level-headed.
I can't find any fault with the idea. Tom, you'd be a great mayor.
Nobody in this town can do it any better.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jack. Look, I appreciate your vote of confidence, but being mayor is the last thing I want to do. It would take something even worse than Glossman to make me run for mayor. Look, I want to thank all of yous from the press for coming here to Rathbun's Electric Palace. My friends, my name is Bart Rathbun, speaking to you with his own voice here. With the announcement of his retirement, Mayor Jenkins has left shoes that will be very hard to fill. I am talking about the kind of shoes that can only be made out of integrity and trust. Them kind of shoes. Big shoes. Shoes that only a man with big feet can fill. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the press, I am here to announce that I am the man with big feet. That's right, I am throwing my hat in the ring of shoes, because these boots are made for walking and carrying a big stick. And I am no heel. Today I'm announcing my campaign to be your mayor and run things the way they ought to be run. No more under-the-table special treatment and favoritism for people like Tom Riley, who sneaked behind our backs and run an environmentally dangerous farm right under our very noses. The times, they are a-changing. For once, your vote for mayor is gonna make a difference in this town. Vote for me, and you will get exactly what you deserve. That is all I want to say. Oh, and don't forget the 2-for-1 sale in our photo developing department at Rathbun's Electric Palace.
Tom, where are you?
Whoa, now, whoa, it's all right. It's only Bernard. Little Joe's stable.
Oh, hi, Little Joe. I hate to break it to you, Tom, but Little Joe isn't so little anymore.
I know, but I hate to change the name on account of a technicality. What you doing out here?
Well, first I got frisked by Glossman's goons on the way in.
Sorry about that. I honestly can't tell if they're over-enthusiastic in their jobs or just a little short on good manners.
Well, probably both. I guess you heard about Bart Rathbone.
Running for mayor, yeah.
Yeah, he took a swipe at you in the press conference, too, you know.
I saw it.
Well?
Well, what?
What's it gonna take for you to see what's obvious to everybody but you?
Well, a nudge from God might help.
Yeah, how about 2 nudges? Glossman showing up with his scam environmental study, the mayor's retiring, Bart's running for the office.
That's 3.
Right, 3 nudges. Look, I don't want to push you into something that isn't right, but everything points to you running for mayor. In fact, you should have run for mayor years ago.
You know I don't care about things like that.
Which makes you perfect for the job. You don't care about political power. You just want to do what's right for the folks around here. People respect that. They respect you. And I've got the signatures right here to prove it.
What's this?
A petition signed by hundreds of people asking you to run for mayor.
Good grief, Bernard. How did you do this so fast?
It was easy. Once I told folks what I was up to, they all said the same thing. Tom Riley for mayor, where do I sign? And there are a lot of businesses on that list, too.
I don't know anything about campaigning for mayor.
Look, you'll have more help than you'll know what to do with. Me, for starters, I'd consider it an honor to be your campaign manager.
Bernard.
I'm serious about this, Tom. And you can't tell me you haven't been thinking about it just a little bit.
I have. Been praying a lot, too. But I wouldn't run for mayor just to deal with Glossman or as a reaction against Bart. I'd run for mayor because I want to do something to help the town.
And that's exactly why all these people want you to run for mayor. Huh? Does that mean you'll do it?
I reckon it does.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to you, Mr. Campaign Manager.
Yeah, well...
You're sure you know what you're getting into?
No, not really. But I haven't been this excited about anything since those self-adjusting squeegees came out. I better get going. There's a lot of work ahead of us.
Before you go...
Yeah?
Can we pray for what we're about to do?
Well, yeah, sure. Sure we can.
Thanks. Now, you be still while we pray, little Joe. Your owner is going to try to become mayor.
It's time for a new start. It's time for a fresh beginning. It's time for a change.
Cast a vote for Bart Rathbun, and you'll be casting a vote for the future of Odyssey. My future, your future, everybody's future. Because without a future, there is nothing to look forward to.
Bart Rathbun, the one you deserve. Paid for by the Friends of Bart Rathbun for Mayor.
And don't forget to stop by Rathbun's Palace to pick up your free Rathbun for Mayor bumper sticker with a $10 purchase.
I could give you folks a lot of campaign rhetoric and promises, but you know, that's not how I do things. I've been on the city council for a long time, so you know my track record. You know what I stand for. You know what I stand against. As your mayor, I'll do the best I can for you and for this town.
Whoa!
Oh, sorry, Mr. Walton.
Look, Sam, I don't mind you videotaping everything for your whatever you call it.
But... It's my documentary about the race for mayor.
Well, terrific, but you've got to stay out from under our feet, Sam. Somebody's going to get hurt now. Just be careful.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bernard?
Yeah, Tom?
I have got my days mixed up. Am I speaking to the Business Association today at 2? Or am I supposed to talk to the kids at the elementary school at 2:45?
Well, both.
Both? Oh, boy.
Well, is there something wrong?
No, it's all right. I just wanted to get back to the farm this afternoon.
Now, if you're worried about your horses, Jack is making sure they're fed and walked.
Oh, good. Actually, it's Glossman and his friends I'm thinking about. They're out there doing all those tests on their own, and it makes me nervous.
Yeah, well, we could probably squeeze in a trip between 4 and 4:30.
Okay.
Anything you want to say for my documentary, Mr. Riley?
Sure, Sam. If you're ever thinking about running for mayor, learn how to be in three places at the same time.
Whoa. There it goes.
We haven't tested.
Hello there.
Yeah? Well, what can I do for you?
I'm Jack Allen. I'm a friend of Tom's. You must be Philip Glossman.
Yeah, I must be. So what are you doing out here?
Just taking Rachel here for a ride. Tom doesn't get much of a chance these days.
Yeah, I guess running for mayor has its drawbacks. And I'm sure we're not helping things with all these tests. Boy, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. How are the tests going?
Well, it's too early to formulate any substantial conclusions. I just feel awful that it's causing so much trouble for Tom. I'm sure his apple business must be suffering.
Well, actually, I don't think it is. He was saying the other day how this whole thing has helped him rally people behind him, both in his race for mayor and his business.
Really? Well, I'm happy for it.
Yeah, I thought you would be. Those are your two agents, huh?
Well, they're not my agents, per se. They're agents Furter and Ernest with the Environmental Detection Agency.
Mm. So if one were to contact the state capitol for verification, they'd know who they are?
Of course. What are you getting at?
Nothing. Just wondering.
Yeah, well, if you'll excuse me, we have work to do.
Sure. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, right.
Let's go, Rachel. Yeah!
Who was that?
Oh, just some busybody.
A spy for Riley?
Something like that. How are the tests?
Well, the water's clean. Edgebiter did a good job with their cleanup.
Figures. Our being here is helping Riley's campaign and his business. I don't like it.
Well, what do you want us to do?
I think it's time to go on to the next step.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, the next step. We're not here to make life easy for Riley. Come on.
All right, listen, everybody, it's back on.
We're back with Crying Brian Dern's Afternoon Zoo. We've been talking to none other than mayoral candidate Bart Rathbone, though most of you know him as the owner of Rathbone's Palace and one of the sponsors of this show. But hey, that doesn't mean we won't ask some tough questions. Bart, is that your real hair, or are you wearing a hairpiece?
Only my hairdresser knows for sure, Brian.
Okay, seriously now. Tell me about your campaign strategy. I mean, Tom Riley kind of has this folksy, honest, Mr. Smith goes to Washington sort of approach. You know, appealing to the everyday yokel and his needs.
Yokel?
Yeah.
What's your angle?
No angles, Brian. I am trying to run a campaign that'll talk to the issues, not personalities.
So far, I don't think any of us have heard you address any issue.
You can say that again.
What are you kidding? What do you think my commercials is talking about? It's time for a new beginning, a fresh start.
Yeah, it's all good rhetoric, but...
It's not rhetoric, Brian. It's what I am saying here. The issue is that we need a change in our city government, and I am going to make those changes.
Well, could you be more specific? I mean, what kinds of changes?
Good question.
The best kind of changes. What do you think? I'm going to increase what the government does for you while I lower taxes. I am going to make sure that everybody can get what they want when they want it without it costing anybody anything.
Well, that'll be the day.
I am going to push ahead on everybody's rights, and I'm going to knock the teeth out of crime by hitting it where it really hurts. Mm-hmm. But you guys aren't going to get any of that stuff if Tom Riley becomes mayor.
Oh. Come on.
All right, quiet down there.
I mean, just look at the guy. He's been on the city council for years, and not once got promoted to mayor.
Promoted?
What's he talking about?
Unless there's something wrong with him.
Would you be willing to debate Tom Riley on a lot of the issues you disagree about?
What
debate?
Great idea.
Debate? Hmm. You mean, like we go on TV and stand behind them podiums and sweat and shout at each other?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. Why not?
Right.
How about Friday night?
There you are, Tom Riley, if you're listening. The gauntlet is laid down for a debate. You give us a call here in the studio if you want to accept. Now let's break for a commercial.
All right, turn that thing down. Turn it down.
Well, Tom, what do you think?
A debate can be a rigorous but effective exercise for articulating your views on important issues.
Yeah, and it lets the voters see what kind of a clown Bart really is. You know, he's been talking for a whole show and hasn't said a thing. What do you think, Tom?
Well, a debate can be pretty tough to do, but yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, hand me the phone, Bernard.
Okay.
I'm going to call him up and accept.
Yeah, way to go, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, as many of you know, my name is Philip Glossman. And the governor has put me on special assignment to assist agents Furter and Ernest from the Environmental Detection Agency. Now, they've been conducting extensive tests on the property and produce of Mr. Tom Riley. I'm sorry to announce that their tests have proven positive in that large amounts of toxic chemicals can still be found in the water and apples at Tom Riley's farm. It is with regret the state capitol, in conjunction with the Environmental Detection Agency, will be seeking a court order to quarantine Mr. Riley's farm and recall all distributed apples immediately and until further notice.
What does that mean in English, Glossman?
It means that Tom Riley's farm is now closed.